If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tofupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. And you know, today I want to speak about a story that's one of my favorites, you know, Gugu, because I speak about the aviation industry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit Airlines, American Airlines, filed for bankruptcy. I always ask, why does anybody want to go into aviation to begin with?
Well, you know what they say, if you want to be a millionaire, start with a billion, buy an airline, and then you'll have a million left.
Exactly.
So you're quite right. It actually just shows the turbulence around the aviation space there. That's for sure, pun intended. But this story really does come just to highlight the fact that the aviation industry in South Africa has been plagued and challenged. But this is not unfamiliar territory. Right across the globe, we are seeing these challenges come to the fore. Spirit Airlines, as you correctly mentioned, just yesterday actually filed for bankruptcy protection. Now, this is one of the low-cost carriers in the United States of America. Consider it much like what Kulula used to be, or even what FlySafair is. Affordable and accessible flights, which typically would be very local and regional to the United States. While on the back of the fact that there's been ongoing competition, they've been struggling with high debt levels and, of course, increased competition on the back of the fact that consumers and airline passengers are constantly looking for bargains, this business is finding itself under immense financial pressure. They have mentioned that they need about $300 million in order to fund the operations through the bankruptcy process, and they are looking to save at least 13,000 full-time employees. There's about 8,000 independent contractors, and they have a heightened level of debt that also raises concerns here. But as you've mentioned, Sizwe, this is nothing new. Spirit, just like many other U.S. airlines, including the three largest airlines there, American Airlines, United, and Delta, have all filed for bankruptcy at some point in the past 25 years. Fortunately for those businesses, they were able to emerge on the other side. So whilst there still might be question marks on the survival of Spirit Airlines in the United States, I think, again, as you've mentioned, a wonderful case study to fully evaluate the challenges that typically plague the aviation space.
Yeah, and United is in a very strong position now. They've even got their own airports, strictly just United airplanes. And I don't know if you remember, specifically when 9/11 happened, the two airlines that were involved there were American Airlines and United.
Yep.
And the underwriter for those two airlines, as well as the buildings, was AIG.
Mm-hmm.
So really, really crazy story. Anyway, let's move on. Tell us about We Buy Cars. I mean, car sales in South Africa have not been doing too well, but now they're starting to go up again. Sorry.
We are seeing a sustainability there in terms of the numbers. So I guess from one mode of transport to another, vehicle sales, specifically in the pre-owned market, have been seeing some significant surge in the South African market. We Buy Cars, as we know, they listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange in April this year. There was a lot of excitement around it, so much so that their share price has actually doubled since listing. So that tells you something about the optimism that investors do have towards this particular brand. They mentioned that they've sold more than 40,000 cars in the space of the 3 months ending to September, and they do highlight the fact that on the back of the consumer environment, economic climate, essentially a lot more consumers are choosing to buy pre-owned vehicles. What caught my attention in the numbers and in the conversation we had with their chief of strategy last night on Kaya Biz is the fact that they do highlight that by the year 2028, we should see more Asian or Chinese manufactured vehicles actually dominate the market. They're looking at numbers of about 40% there. And currently what we are seeing is that the likes of VW and Toyota are still preferred brands by many South Africans in terms of their consumption or spending trends. But overall, solid numbers that we saw from the group. Revenue was up. Profits still on the positive incline, despite some once-off costs related to the listing requirements that they saw from the JSE. But one thing's for sure, South Africans love their cars. We're just more particular about buying pre-owned vehicles given the affordability of brand new cars.
And then what are the markets looking like?
Well, the All Share Index yesterday did close off in positive territory. We did see it end off at 84,425 points. Currency-wise, we've dipped below 18. So 17.97 is where we are to the US dollar, 22.77 to the British pound, and now at 19.02 against the euro.
What was it like to be back doing your first show yesterday?
Oh, amazing. The voice notes, the calls, the listeners. It's been really exciting. So I felt like, getting back on a bike and finding it smooth sailing. I did miss the ads at 20 past seven, though. So let's hope that we caught up with that nicely. But
That's
overall, it's been
funny.
great.
Did you start the show with Peaches and Herb reunited?
Oh, no.
You should have.
We could try that today, though. So let's see.
Okay, well, she brings you Kaya Biz Mondays to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Goulash and Fopi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.